Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every Monday we like to talk with Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson at this time. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So on Wednesday morning last, I'm betting that Sheriff Johnson's bingo card didn't have, hey, open carry is going to be legal in the next 24 hours in my district.
You would be correct on that. What a ruling from the appeals court. And I'm the biggest Second Amendment guy in the world. You know that. But I just don't get the thing about open carry. I don't know why anyone would want to open carry. It just makes you a target, like being a cop. It's strange. So, it is perfectly legal now. And they better get a grip on it and put some different kind of, bullet points in a law somewhere. Otherwise, you're going to have people, walking around with a Barrett 50 in their hands, walking down Main Street, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, if somebody wants to buy a, $8,000 rifle? It's a little awkward for personal self-defense when you're getting carjacked. Hang on! Let me get my rifle out the trunk,
Back when this was being discussed, they showed some pictures. We were at a sheriff's thing, and they showed some pictures of open carry in other states. And there was a guy in a Subway getting a sandwich for lunch, and he had a handgun on his left hip, a handgun on his right hip, a drop holster on his left, a drop holster on the right, with two more handguns, and an AK strapped on his back. Now, you have two hands, unless you're an octopus. There's really not a reason for that, but you have certain people out there who will go that extra mile, and it's just, I hope it doesn't get out of hand, but it is what it is. We have to deal with it.
You and I have talked about this many times over the years, and, my own opinion of it is I'm actually eager to open carry. I have not done so yet because I'm just kind of waiting for people to become more familiar that it's not going to be a shock to their system. I like it because it's deterrence. The visibility is deterrence, which is kind of the argument that they made in the oral arguments at the First District Court of Appeals. But also, it's just convenient. I'm a small guy. Concealed carry is annoying, and I can only carry my 43 that's got six shots plus one. If I got my 17 on my hip, that's 17 plus one. I'm happier. I've got more ability, and maybe I make people feel safer. But that's a choice. You're right. I mean, you have always said you'd rather conceal carry. I've always said I'd rather open carry, and that's, I think, what the ruling allows. I did want to ask you, though, because this is the question a lot of people have. What is the current enforcement strategy for Santa Rosa County? What are you enforcing? What aren't you enforcing? What's allowed right now?
Well, until they put some kind of sanctions on it, open carry is open carry. We don't have any guidance from, the court system on what's taking it too far. You still can't, you still can't take it into a bar. You can't open carry in a bar. You can't open carry in, courthouse or, all these different places that's restricted from concealed carry. You still can't open carry, in those places. But other than that, this is all new to us, too. So when it comes to enforcement, there's really nothing to enforce. We can't, if somebody open carries, the only thing is if you're in a business or something and the business doesn't want you open carrying, they can have you trespassed and say, we don't want open carry in our store or what restaurant or whatever. That's going to be the only real restrictions on it.
I'll tell you the one thing that I don't have clarity on with the law, and it does concern me. I have no problem with, people having a holstered handgun. I don't have any problem with somebody having, a strapped AR on their back. That doesn't bother me. Shotguns don't normally come with a strap. They might, depends. If you're carrying a shotgun in your hands, not thrilled about that. Carrying in your hand a pistol, not super thrilled about that. you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, what we don't have any recourse. So until the Florida legislature gets together and puts something out, you know, it is what it is. And I've always said, you know, when it comes to open carry, and you've heard me say it before, though, you know, we're both in Walmart and you've got open carry and I'm concealed and a guy comes in wanting to shoot the store up. You're dying first. He's not going to know I have a gun until the first bullet hits him and there's going to be five or six coming right after it. So that's the way I see open carry and concealed carry.
Sure.
That's the way I look at it from a tactical standpoint. I don't want people to know I have a gun until it's too late for them to know I have a gun.
What are
but that's me.
What are you guys doing about the 18 to 20 year old question? I know you and I had actually talked about this a little bit, but you know, formerly you can legally possess, you can't buy at 18. There's federal restrictions also. But I believe a 19-year-old can be lawfully in possession, and if open carry is the law of Florida, then what are you doing with a 19-year-old who's got a pistol or a shotgun or whatever?
That's the whole thing, and what an asinine law system, or legal system we have that says, hey, you're 19, you can't buy a handgun, but you can have one.
Yeah, no, agreed.
It makes no sense whatsoever. You can't buy it, but you can have it. Well, okay. Who thinks like that? It's just, it's crazy, but hey, that's just me.
So you guys are, as I understand it, you're not enforcing open carry. I mean, it'd be hard to enforce against 19-year-olds anyway, because how would you know they're 19, right? You know, you can't,
you got
no probable cause to stop them because they look young, unless they look like they're 13. But I assume right now you guys are not, you're not enforcing, if somebody turns out to be 19 and they're open carrying, that's currently legal, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay.
Absolute zero we can do about it. So, yeah, I don't know how it's going to play out. I know, you know, the Senate and the House are looking at it, and, you know, hopefully they'll come up with something. And I'm not saying abolish open carry. I mean, it's now it's the law of the land, so it is what it is. But, yeah, there needs to be some kind of, you know, standard set of who can do it and who can't do it and how it can be done and what weapons. And, you know, I'm like you, if they say just open carry any weapon, yeah, you're walking down the street with a 12 gauge in your hand. What do we do?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
There's absolutely nothing we can do until he points it at somebody. And then by that time it'll be too late. So, yeah, they got to get some kind of sanctions put on it. I don't know. I'm not a, I tell everybody, you know, I'm a sheriff, so I'm technically I'm a politician, but I've been a cop my whole entire life, so I don't consider myself a politician. But they need to get a grip on it, and I don't know if they're going to, if they're even going to try. I don't know, but we'll be getting some case law, hopefully
soon,
not in San Juan County, but somewhere in the state of Florida, something's going to happen, and they're going to have to do something.
You know, what I said on Friday was I said, I actually think this has been a failure of Uthmeyer's office, that they should have known they were going to lose this case. It was clear from the oral arguments, and they should have come out with, or at least prepared guidance. This is allowed. This is not allowed. This is enforcement. And then the legislature is certainly going to have to tidy this up significantly. But that, of course, has not been done. So we're all kind of dependent on every department's lawyers and, you know, what the Florida Sheriff Association does. We're talking to Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just 1 second. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you are on I-110 southbound, the traffic light at I-110 southbound exit in Cervantes is out, causing big problems for traffic on Cervantes. So thank you for that update. Also, let's see here. No accidents to let you know about. I-10 eastbound right around Highway 29. Still seeing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, there was one other thing I wanted to talk with you aside from open carry, which is motorcycle safety. I guess we had a pretty gruesome incident. Is that right?
Yeah, we had a fatality in Milton last night. And this is the second one in probably, I want to say, about 7 days that we've had. And, you know, I used to be a big bike rider. I rode up until about 2004 or so, and I had so many close calls. I sold my bike. I said, I'm done with it. But people need to pay attention. And unfortunately, you know, they look for cars. Sometimes they don't look for motorcycles. And obviously if you have a wreck on a motorcycle doing 60 miles an hour, you're pretty much going to die. So, I just want to get it out to people. please pay attention. Stop rushing, trying to get everywhere so fast, and definitely don't pick up a cell phone while you're driving.
Oh, amen.
That's just the point I wanted to make. So try to keep everybody safe.
And, you know, I know motorcycle riders always think that it's cars, and car drivers always think that it's motorcycles. And I think we can all do better. You know, we can all do better. My son was driving, you know, and he likes to drive his car, you know, through the windy mountain roads. And there was a group of his kind of cars driving. There's a group of motorcycles driving, and motorcycles all passed them and then were stopped up the road because one of them had gone over the edge. And every motorcycle rider I've ever known, they didn't lay down their bike just one time. You know, it's always multiple times. It just is the norm, you know?
Yep.
So everybody needs to do better. It's kind of like a theme today. Everybody needs to do better. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the clarification on the law. And, you know, good luck navigating the current status of open carry. I know it's not easy, but I appreciate you, sir. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
820 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
Hey, if you're thinking about making a real estate transaction, whether it's selling, buying, investing, you know, you want to move to the beach, you want to move from the beach, you want to move to the country, you want to move to the city, you want to move to Milton, you want to move to Morrington, I don't know, whatever, or you're growing family, you got to upsize or get your first house, or, you know, you're empty nesting and you want to downsize and get your first condo, I don't know what the case is, okay? Call Christina Leavenworth. She and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help you with that. They sell a lot of homes, three and a half, four a week. Every week, over and over and over again, they are constantly, you know, finger right on the pulse of the market. And not just like the market in general, but the market at 600 grand in Gulf Breeze or at 400 grand in Cantonment or whatever. You know, like each little market is kind of its own thing. And they know because they sell so many homes and they know what you can say no to and what you have to say yes to and what you can ask for, and what you can demand, what you really can't ask for, like all of that stuff. That's the expertise you get with them having so much experience selling and buying homes. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
The fall season in Pensacola is a lot of fun, from the Seafood Festival, Taste of the Beach, and so much more. And you'll find out how you won't miss a thing.
Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Ready to level up your future? George Stone Technical College trains students for real-world careers, fast. From welding to healthcare, IT to public safety, their hands-on programs get you job ready in months, not years. And yes, financial aid and grant opportunities are available for all students. Affordable, local, career-focused, visit georgestonecollege.edu. That's georgestonecollege.edu and take the first step today. You can change your life at George Stone.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I felt his life might be in danger once word of the letter got out.
Grave danger?
Is there another kind?
If that doesn't make you do the little shoulder head shake, arm shimmy, I'm just not really sure what does, because that definitely pulls off. Meghan Trainor, of course. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And you got, let's see, where are we at now? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The latest on the Charlie Kirk alleged killer, Governor Spencer Cox now saying that Tyler Robinson is refusing to cooperate with authorities and that he's been deeply indoctrinated with leftist ideology. He's expected to be arraigned on murder charges tomorrow. Democrat Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia of Illinois calling for all video to be released of a deadly shooting involving an ICE officer in suburban Franklin Park on Friday. He's calling that shooting preventable and tragic and says the public needs to know everything that happened. And the Federal Reserve expected to announce a rate cut this week. This is after a series of poor job reports. Many analysts forecasting an additional 2 rate cuts before the end of the year.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free, which is great news. I-10, 110 are all looking good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. And the reason they're different, it's not just because they have good cars. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good cars, okay? They specialize in selecting ones that are A condition, low miles, low years, okay? 1 to 3 or 4 years, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They're going to warranty them to 100,000 miles in 10 years or 10 years. The thing that makes them different, I mean, that's part of it. Good prices, that's part of it. But it's really the mindset of a lot of times when you go to a car place, you feel like they're trying to get you that time. That's what it feels like, you know? Well, at Frontier, they're not trying to get you that time. They're trying to get you that time, the next time, the time after that, for the rest of your life. And that means they do it differently. If you know you're going to be interacting with somebody many, many, many times, well, you treat them better because you know that they'll remember. And if you treat them poorly, they'll remember. And if you treat them well, they'll remember. And that's the value of many repeated interactions. And at Frontier, they just look at it that way as, hey, you buy a car from us, we're going to follow up with you after the fact and make sure that it's okay. Who does that? Well, they do. Why? Because then you learn that and then you expect that. And then you go back there because you know that's the kind of mindset they have. It's all built around this long-term customer satisfaction mindset. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right. How is your Andrew saying things that people won't like to hear meter going today, John? Is
it well,
Past capacity at this point?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were all past right. capacity.
Here, let me go ahead and add to the problem.
Well, some outlets are reporting that the suspect lived with a transgender partner. Is that accurate? And are investigators looking at this part of his life as a possible motivation?
Dana Bash on CNN asking the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox.
Yes, definitely. And yes, I can confirm that. I know that has been reported and that the FBI has confirmed that as well, that the roommate was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female. I can say that that he has been very cooperative. This partner has been incredibly cooperative, had no idea that this was happening and is working with investigators right now.
So the question I have, it's always good, you know, try to anticipate what somebody's going to say. What do you think I'm going to say that's going to be so unpopular about this? Well, Andrew, you're obviously going to make fun or you're going to attack, or you're going to criticize, or no. Don't jump to conclusions. Currently, transgender people are a convenient target for a unscientific, unstatistical claim that they are more responsible for violent attacks. The person himself is not even transgender. It's the romantic partner. Do you understand that that means that your claim that transgender people go crazy because of the hormones and do violent things doesn't even apply to the person they've arrested? And we don't know whether any of this is related. It's convenient to scapegoat people who are sexually different. It is. Well, Andrew, aren't you always criticizing them? You're not a rainbow ally. I'm not. But I also know that you have to stop. Stop jumping to these silly conclusions. It could turn out to be. It could also turn out not to be.
You said that the roommate is being very helpful. Has that individual explain to law enforcement what the mindset of the shooter was and whether or not it is connected to his ideology or his situation as transitioning, as just described.
I'm not sure about that piece right now, Dana.
Okay, so we're not sure if that the fact that he was romantically involved, as you say, with his partner who was transitioning is relevant to the motive of the murder based on the investigation.
Sure. Again, all of these things we're trying to figure it out. I know everybody wants to know exactly why and point the finger. And I totally get that. I do too. I just want to be careful, as I haven't read all of the interview transcripts. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have to wait and see what comes out.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We should all be careful. I guess just because that's out there, there are a lot of people drawing conclusions. And so I'm just trying to get as many facts as we can glean from you, since you have been involved in the investigation.
Well, the people on the left were saying that it was Matthew Dowd was saying maybe it was celebratory fire. Other people are saying that he was really a MAGA supporter. They're jumping to conclusions. Okay. And they're wrong for it. It's not okay because they do it wrong. If they do it wrong, don't do the same thing wrong. Could it be related to his sexuality? It could be. Do we know yet? We don't know yet. Be patient.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A DNA match. FBI Director Kash Patel tells Fox the FBI has positively linked DNA on the towel wrapped around the rifle with a 22-year-old suspect held in Charlie Kirk's assassination, and forensically detected the note he destroyed.
And we have evidence to show what was in that note, which is, and I'm going to summarize, basically saying, the suspect wrote a note saying, I have the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it.
The suspect not cooperating with police, but his romantic partner who's transitioning is. After a weekend of prayer vigils, including the Kennedy Center to honor the Turning Point founder, there are now campus requests for 32,000 new chapters. Moments of silence at college and NFL football games, but not at the Emmys, where the trauma hospital drama The Pit won Best Drama Emmy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 72 degrees. It is a sunny, beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Pensacola police say a man was pepper sprayed during a disturbance last night. This happened at the Charlie Kirk Vigil at Graffiti Bridge. There was a crowd gathered there for the candlelight vigil at about 6 p.m. last night when reportedly, a fight started when a man attempted to vandalize the Charlie Kirk mural just before the vigil started. PPD says one person was pepper sprayed by another person that was there, and that person had to be taken to the hospital for medical attention. The person that sprayed the pepper spray had reportedly left the scene by the time officers arrived, and police are asking anybody with information on that incident to contact them. A 29-year-old cantonment man has died after a crash on Friday morning in Escambia County. That accident happened about 7 a.m. Highway 97 near Pine Barren Church Road. And officials say a man was driving his SUV when he veered into the path of a southbound dump truck. The dump truck driver, a 62-year-old man from Pensacola, sustained minor injuries in that crash. The Santa Rosa Island Authority asking folks to keep the skies clear on Pensacola Beach on Sundays during Blue Angels beach buzzes. In a statement, officials did say that objects such as kites and drones can pose significant hazards to both the pilots and beachgoers during the flyovers. To ensure safety and allow the Angels to perform their flybys without risk, they're asking everybody to refrain from flying objects in the air on Sunday evenings. A wrong-way driver being blamed for a deadly 8-car crash in Brevard County. That happened on I-95 North yesterday morning. FHP says a driver was headed the wrong way when it hit another vehicle, caused a chain reaction crash involving 6 other vehicles. 3 people died at the scene. 6 others were hurt. They are all expected to survive. A doctor's comments about Charlie Kirk proving costly. The University of Miami announcing over the weekend that they've fired Dr. Michelle Bravo. She was a neurologist at the Miller School of Medicine, at least until those comments were made about Kirk's shooting death last week and they came to light. Bravo's post on X implied that Kirk deserved what he got because of his support for Israel. She wrote, quote, "The chickens have come home to roost." UM says Bravo's comments were unacceptable and incompatible with their policies and values. Meanwhile, Florida Atlantic University has also placed an unidentified tenured faculty member on leave for their comments about Kirk's death. Well, suicide prevention event was held over the weekend in Pensacola, hosted by Michelle Gant. She lost her son to suicide and wants everybody to have a chance at life.
Asking for help is very courageous. I feel like that's the first step. And sometimes you don't know what you need, but just...
And Gant is the founder of TRI, Trauma Release Invest. A walk for suicide awareness was held Saturday afternoon. September is Suicide Prevention Month. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No new accidents to report to you right now. We're still dealing with a car that's broke down on Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard. So just be aware of that. I-10, I-110 look good right now. Not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today with plenty of sunshine, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Tuesday, nice sunny skies, high near 89. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 89. And by Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is sunny, 72 degrees. We've got 70 degrees in Milton and in Gulf Breeze. In our next news at 9 o'clock, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Well, taking a look at your money now this morning at the opening bell. Stocks are on the rise. The Dow's up 45 and a quarter points at 45,879.55. S&P up 25 and a half points at 66,07.88. NASDAQ up 120 and a half points right now, 22,260.527. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, down a bit, 4.038%. Gold price is up to 90 at 36,89.30. Silver down 20 cents at 42.63, and crypto down across the board today. Bitcoin down just over 650 at 114.964. Ethereum's down 78. Solana's down $7. Dogecoin down by about a tenth of a cent today. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines this morning. The deadline for a TikTok sale is this week. The popular video sharing app's China-based owner ByteDance has until Wednesday to sell it or have it possibly be banned in the U.S. And although a deal for TikTok is reportedly close to being done, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who said there's a framework for a TikTok deal that is currently in place. U.S. firms pledging to invest over $1.5 billion in the U.K. ahead of President Trump's upcoming visit.
President and First Lady Melania Trump will arrive in London on Tuesday for a three-day official state visit. Ahead of the trip, the British government has announced private investments worth over $1.5 billion in the U.K.'s financial services sector. The investments are expected to create about 1,800 jobs in London, Edinburgh, Belfast, and Manchester. U.S. firms making the investments include Bank of America, PayPal, and S&P Global. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Reports have not stopped coming in about workers in different fields facing punishment for online postings about the murder of Charlie Kirk. Professors, healthcare workers, and you name it. The CEO of Delta Airlines even says the airline has suspended some of their employees over content that went beyond healthy, respectful debate. And in Mexico, a congressional ruling party staffer had to resign after taking heat over comments about it. It's 8:38, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool Drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool Drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool Drops. Use as directed.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm going to introduce this topic with a comment from Friday to make sure that we have the full context of where this idea originates from. The seed corn, as it were, of the comments. I'm going to ask you a dangerous question. We're having a discussion inside my house. I won't say it's an argument, but we're having a discussion inside my house about this subject, so be careful what you say. What's the right way to boil corn? What's the right way to cook the corn? You're a corn harvesting and maker expert. Do you have an opinion about the right way to cook it? This is to Ryan Jenkins, our farmer.
So you're talking about corn on the cob?
Yeah, yeah.
Like sweet corn?
Yeah.
Well, you put a stick of butter in there and some salt, and you let it boil for about 15 or 20 minutes and let it sit there a few minutes, then you get it out and eat it.
So you put butter and salt? Really?
Heck yeah. How else are you going to do it?
So I've always been told that salt toughens it, and you put sugar and lemon juice, and that's how I've always done it. So that's why I wanted to ask, because I figured you're the expert. So butter and salt.
Never heard that in my life.
Look at me learning things.
Butter and salt. Put a stick of butter in there.
All right. Hey, I'm open to try a thing, so we'll find out. Thank you.
Report back.
I will, yeah. We'll have a conversation. So 437-1620, what is the right way to cook corn on the cob? 437-1620. And by the way, you might argue for, you know, grilling or baking or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you might argue. Whatever your method, let me know. 437-1620. I see what's hilarious to me is John Pickens is sitting here just shaking his head again in disbelief that anybody wouldn't put butter and salt in the water. Meanwhile, David Wayne is shaking his head in disbelief that anybody would put butter and salt in the water. So let's go to you guys first before we take the text. 437-1620, John, as a proud Texan.
Butter and the salt.
Butter and salt in the water.
Yes.
And cook it for 10 or 15 minutes and let it sit for a few minutes?
Just like Brian said.
Brian?
Ryan said. Ding, easy now.
I know. All right. Because, and you chalk this up to, I'm a Yankee and you're a Southerner, and that's
exactly
all there is to it.
Exactly.
Stupid Yankee.
Well, I didn't say that part.
Okay. You do know that corn largely comes from
Illinois.
Our place.
Illinois.
The Midwest. You right, know, but a you can't throw shade on the corner of the Morrill Plots of the University of Illinois. Like, the drive from Chicago to the University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana is, Urbana-Champaign, is literally a drive through cornfields.
Oh, I know.
And we have corn festivals, and we have, you know, we've seen some corn be cooked in our lives. Okay, so David Wayne, who is also an Iowa boy.
That's right.
What's your
I'm
method?
Proud. Well, number, I got to say, the butter in the water, just, it's really, it's odd to me, because you're losing so much flavor by, that butter could be well better served.
Butter being very expensive.
It's very expensive.
Should be applied directly to the corn so it comes directly to your taste buds.
I don't
put. What a waste of butter.
I don't put anything in my water.
Ooh.
I just put I put the corn
naked
in the
corn.
Water, You don't even have to cook it that long either. You put it in the pot and the water. You turn the water on. Once the water starts boiling, you pull it off the heat. It's done.
Okay. Do you let it sit in the water after the boil, or are you done at the boiling
just
point?
Maybe until I'm ready for it or whatever. And then you pull that corn out and you spin it right on that stick of butter.
There you go. All
that's
right.
How
well,
you
that's
do
a,
it.
That's a whole
that's the
other
Iowa
conversation.
Method.
That's
a whole
is the way
other
you
conversation.
Apply the butter. Also, the way you eat the corn is a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Are you a typewriter or a roller? I mean, these are lots of issues in the eating of the corn on the cob. Do you use the stickers?
I mean, it's a controversial topic. I get
that. Do you leave it in the corn husk? Do you not? You know, that's another thing people do. But no, I appreciate that. I like that you do naked corn. That's good. I appreciate knowing that. 437-1620, behind closed doors, or a 6-foot privacy fence, or 8 feet in Milton, whatever the case may be. 437, what'd you say?
I said when your corn is high quality, it doesn't need anything else.
Yeah, it's like a good pancake. Doesn't need the helm. All right, 437-1620. Let's take a look at, John Pickens has traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. Back to rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any delays on I-10 eastbound or any, but we just had an accident just pop up. Plantation Road and Creighton Road. We're seeing a vehicle crash with a roadblock in that area on Creighton.
There's never an incident there.
I know. That's why it shocked me when
it
popped
bizarre.
Up.
That's like every day I drive through there in from work. Okay, fair enough.
All right. Other than that, we're good. John Pickens, Traffic 5s.
All right. Very good. If you're thinking about new windows, considering new windows, you know you need new windows for, I don't know, just in, you know, maybe it's insurance reasons. Maybe something got damaged. Maybe you'd like to save a little bit of money on your heating or your air conditioning bill. You know, there's just lots of reasons you would look at windows. New South Windows, they have their Pensacola showroom open relatively recently on North Davis Highway. It's in the, like, Hobby Lobby, Books a Million kind of shopping mall there in the corner. So it's really, you know, easy to find if you're, you know, we're going on Davis Highway. They have a special deal going on September and October through October 31st. So until Halloween, you can get 35% off American-made New South windows. Visit the local showroom for premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, noise. You know, again, saving money on your heating and air conditioning bills. You can bring your window and door measurements with you. You know, bring them with you. Pictures always help. I mean, more information is always better. But go check them out. New South Proud, new advertiser on the show. Again, 6235 North Davis Highway in Pensacola in the Books a Million and Hobby Lobby shopping mall there. And it's about 35% off new American windows right now. All right, 847 on News Radio 92.3. I told you I'd take your texts. 437-1620. The question of the day is, how do you cook corn on the cob? Somebody here says, boiled in salt water about 20 minutes. Somebody here says, my buddy grilled it yesterday with no husk, and it was fantastic. Oh, I will say that grilled corn is very nice. I mean, it's a pain, okay? You season it, you salt it, you pepper it, you grill it. The good stuff cooks on there like the crust of a good steak. It's fantastic. It's just work. I mean, it's definitely work. Let's see. Butter and salt in a skillet. Oh. Well, now you have my attention. I'm interested in trying. Have you ever tried a cast iron skillet corn?
No, but that sounds really good.
Doesn't that sound really good all of
a
sudden?
I'm like, ooh, yummy.
I know what my next experiment's going to be. 437-1620.
Bring some for me.
Why don't you bring some for me?
Well, but you were going to do the experiment, so I was going to let you.
Roasted and Mexican street style. Okay.
Oh, right. That's so good. Know, that's man, so good. Now I'm going to.
Now I know we all are going to want the corn. You know, it's a whole other question we're not going to ask today is who's got the best fast food corn? Well, churches. Anyway, moving on. Let's see. Well, leave it in the husk. And
yeah, that's a whole nother question, bro.
leave it in the husk and bake it in the oven or the grill. Interesting. You can add butter and salt later if you want to. Butter it 3 minutes per ear in the microwave. See, microwave is a primary cooking instrument, offends me.
Why?
Because it's a microwave.
So?
It's not what civilized cooks do. But my mom, one of her very first jobs ever was for Stan Sachs in Michigan before they became Ma Bell, before she started working for them and AT&T and all that. She used to demonstrate microwaves at the mall, basically. She
really?
Because it was early in the microwave era, and people didn't know what it was or how to use it or what to do or how to cook with it. And, you know, her home ec degree from Albion College in Michigan was demonstrating how to use a microwave.
Interesting. Yeah. So you have childhood trauma because of that.
I don't know.
So
that's a good question.
Yeah.
All right. So butter at 3 minutes per ear and then in the microwave. Husk it, wrap it in a damp paper towel into the microwave for 2 minutes or so. Careful. It's hot, tasty, and crisp. It's great. I'm willing to try one, although corn is so expensive. Remember when corn was like $6 and now it's like, you know, give me your ring finger.
That's the reason why I was saying you do the experiment and let me taste. Yeah.
Somebody, 437-1620, I like grilling it in the husk, then rolling it on top of a stick of butter and then adding salt and sometimes Parmesan cheese and paprika. You had me until the paprika. Parmesan cheese is quite good.
Why?
What's wrong with paprika? It's weird.
I just discovered it. So.
Oh, paprika?
Yeah.
Paprika does not go on deviled eggs or corn. Sorry. Anyway, 437-1620, lots of other things. Street tacos, sure. We have a steam oven, so we steam our corn and put butter on a piece of bread and roll the corn. Oh, you make a butter mitt out of the bread, and then you use that to roll the corn in to get a lot of butter evenly placed all over the bread. The bread is like your butter dispenser. It's an approach. Let's see. Saw it before adding and then eating the typewriter correct way. No, I don't know about that, but I'm a typewriter eater also. I'm not a roll around. Boil water with salt. Place the corn in a clean cooler. Pour boiling water. It's too long. No, just kidding. Wait a minimum of 20 minutes. Then the corn is ready and remains perfectly ready to go for up to an hour, maybe longer, but I love corn and it doesn't last that long. In the husk on the grill, tin foil Cavender's half butter coat intensely with half butter and half margarine placed on tin foil. Dust to taste with Cavender. What is that? A spice, right? Okay. Greek seasoning, roll in tin foil. A lot of tin foil involved in this one. Preferably, it should still shoot streams of juice at those seated in front of you as you eat it. It's the weapon. It's the corn weapon. Right. Bite into it, shoot somebody in the eye. Somebody says, leave it in the husk. Cut off the ends, roll in a damp paper towel, 4 minutes in the microwave. A lot of variety in the microwave. 2 minutes to 4 minutes, kind of interesting. Are you a corn holder? Do you use the child's device?
Oh, yes. I've got the little, looks like ears of corn thing, the yellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
figured that was true for you. now I got a hankering for corn, somebody says. Somebody else says, this is a very corny topic. Boiled with a little salt and seared on the skillet with a little butter. Oh, now you're dirtying two things. But I'm willing to try the lemon sugar Sour Patch Kid way you suggested. Oh, my God. So many texts. I can't even get them all. Somebody says, I cook corn filet mignon. Oh, filet mignon was $33 a pound at Sam's Club yesterday. Oh, my God.
No,
I don't know. Beef is ridiculous these days. It really is. I get excited when steak is only $8 or $9 a pound. You know, like, that's crazy. I've got a lot of other answers. Okay.
It says, ignore Andrew, John.
Paprika goes on corn and deviled eggs and baked skin on poultry. And boy, this is a paprika. Do you own a paprika distributorship? Is that what this is? They're selling
paprika
out the side.
I just wanted to make sure you got to that one.
Yeah, I see that. All right. Somebody said I'm going to try the Jay Farmer's way next time. Okay. I have an experiment that I already tried. I did science.
When?
It's Friday. We do burgers and whatever on fries. I cook
burgers. Did you do corn?
I did corn science. I did an experiment. I took an ear of corn, and I chopped it into three parts, so coblets. And then I cooked those coblets three different ways. Because if you do two different pieces of corn, you don't know whether it's the corn or the cooking method, right? So in my method of corn cooking, there are a lot of different ways you could do time-wise. But the way Betty Crocker says is the way I've always done it, which is put it in cold, raise it to a boil, boil 2 minutes, let it sit for 15. Okay. I did one method where I did it with my traditional, which is, and the Betty Crocker method, which is sugar and lemon juice. Then I did it my mother-in-law's method because my wife had been complaining about our corn not being good. So she asked her mother-in-law. Mother-in-law, the most wonderful lady on the planet, said, just lots of sugar. So I tried that. And then I also did a Ryan Jenkins method. I did a butter and salt in the pot. And you know what I discovered?
Tell me.
So first of all, I tried it naked with nothing because that's the way you really tell the taste. And then I tried all of them with butter and salt, like the way you normally, as a human being, you prepare corn. You know what I discovered? You ready? Are you ready to be amazed?
I am.
You remember the movie Meatballs? Do you remember? I'm trying to scramble to get this clip real quick. Hold on just a second. I'm going to tell you exactly what the answer is. The answer is, dang it. I can't bring it up fast enough. No, wait a minute. Give me, it's worth it. I'll find it. Here we go. Okay. This is those, you already know the answer if you know the movie.
It just doesn't matter.
They all tasted the same. I kid you not. Salt and butter, sugar, and sugar and lemon juice all tasted exactly the same. There was no difference whatsoever.
What did your wife say?
Oh, she didn't want to try them all.
Oh. Because I'm like, what did she say?
But she did say that the corn was better than usual that I cooked her mom's way in just sugar. Oh. And I thought actually the corn itself just tasted more flavorful than a lot of corn we've gotten before. So I'm telling you, my opinion is just do it with sugar. It's the cheapest. John Pickens says traffic on the fives.
If you're at Creighton Road and Plantation Road right there at the intersection, we've got a vehicle accident with a roadblock, so definitely use caution in that area. I-10, I-110, they're all back flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
But I am definitely going to try the cast iron skillet. Yes. I'm definitely trying that.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Hello! My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Stop saying that!
Walter stands. Midway deep in his end zone. They do try. He gets a good one, though. Newsom's going to drift back to his own 45. Take it there. He's got two guys coming after him. Cuts it across the field. Out near the 45. Gets a nice block by Tyler Patterson. The kicker up the sideline to the 20, to the 10. He cuts it back inside. Touchdown, Argos. Tony Newsom takes it to the house.
How about that?
Wow. And then flags fly because did he do anything? Last week he got an unsportsmanlike for punting the football after the punt return for a touchdown.
Oh, no.
It'll still stand, but it may be 15 yards.
Yeah,
that was actually, the game was already kind of over by then. I mean, it was over real fast. We scored on the very first possession. Then we scored and after four plays, and then we got a turnover and scored on the next possession after four plays, and it was 14-0 right quick. That made it 25-6 against Shorter at UWF for their, what, families and home. I don't think it was homecoming, but it was like the families and parents kind of weekend. Anyway, then on a 7-yard pass, Marcus Stokes to Tyshawn Manziel. They scored again in the third quarter. That was 32-6. Then
around the offensive line changes things. Stokes looks like he's going to run, pulls it up, fires it, and dropped by TJ Lane.
No, it wasn't.
TJ Lane,
it was
give...
falling down his body, and he managed to catch it nevertheless, like a crazy circus catch. So that was 39-6. They wind up winning 42-20 because they gave up a 95-yard run and a pick six late. So, oh well, but they won. They won. You cannot say as much for Tennessee. I'm sorry, kicker. I'm so sorry. That was awful. You also cannot say the same for Notre Dame. That was a good game, though. That Texas A&M Notre Dame game was good. So was the Georgia-Tennessee game. So, you know, a couple of good games over the weekend. A couple of boring games over the weekend. But it was a good football weekend. See you tomorrow. Local.